Bill Stage, narrator.
This is from The Petting Zoo by Peter de Neverville. Spiders fascinated Johnson. One summer, when he was 8, a large gold and black spider had taken up residence underneath the shingles by the back door. Every morning, Johnson would gather up ants in a jar from a nest in the scrubby woods behind his house. One by one, he would drop the wriggling insects into the web. With lightning speed, the spider would spring from her hiding place and race towards the victim. Sinking her fangs into the ant, she would retreat, waiting for the poison to take effect. When the ant slowly stopped struggling, she would climb back down and delicately wrap her prey in a white shroud. This is from Squirrel by Lane Grant. It was when Squirrel Nutkin appeared at the October board meeting that Mr. Ramsey began to acquire his reputation for eccentricity. And that's putting it mildly. A mild-mannered man like him, too. Never said a word, usually. Kept his contributions to meetings to shaking his head in disapproval. Let everybody walk all over him, especially Mr. Giles. To be fair, there were people who said at the time that there was nothing wrong in wearing a glove puppet to a board meeting as such, but there were more who disagreed, and several who thought that Mr. Ramsey was off his chump. The matter was hotly disputed in every one of the company's offices, on the shop floor, in the canteen. Mr. Ramsey was well-liked, even if everybody thought him ineffectual, so a lot of people stuck up for him, even if they thought the squirrel was a bit odd. The one thing at which everybody drew the line, though, was his, according to the squirrel, executive powers. This is from The Plot by Luke Thompson. In the morning I said, "Do you want to come to the garden center?" She said, "Are you going now?" I said I could wait if she wanted to come, so I waited. We'd never grown anything before. We spoke in the car. She said Charles Dickens had invented Christmas. I said it was rubbish. Then we didn't speak. At home we keep in one room, except when I'm working, or when one of us needs the toilet. We keep in one room to save money on lights, but it means the whole house is dark. And it feels dark. It was Anthea's idea, and I like it. I don't mind saying I'm afraid of the dark, a little.